This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Rescuers are resuming their search for victims at a collapsed South Florida condo building after demolition crews set off a string of explosives that brought down the structure in a plume of dust. The crews were given the all clear not long after the 12-story high-rise came tumbling down around 10:30 p.m. on Sunday. Crews began clearing the new debris so rescuers could start making their way into parts of an underground garage of particular interest in the search for 121 people still accounted for. The first portion of the Champlain Towers South building collapsed on June 24th. So far, the bodies of 24 people have been recovered. Rescue workers are slogging through mud and debris, looking for dozens of unaccounted for after a giant landslide ripped through a Japanese seaside resort town, killing at least three people. A torrent of mud and debris crashed into rows of houses on a mountainside in Atami early Saturday, following several days of heavy rain. The disaster comes just weeks before the Tokyo Olympics are due to begin, while Japan is still in the midst of the pandemic. Hundreds of troops and firefighters and other rescue workers toiled Monday in thick mud on the city streets. A resident who narrowly escaped said she saw trees and rocks cascading down the hillside. Tropical storm Elsa is sweeping along Cuba's southern coast, and forecasters expect it to make landfall on the island's central shore by mid-afternoon Monday. Cuban officials evacuated 180,000 people as a precaution against the possibility of heavy flooding. This is VOA News. The cyber insurance industry, once a profitable niche, is now in the crosshairs of ransomware criminals. They have hacked brokerages and major insurers, determining who has coverage and how much can help them pick targets and negotiate payments. Skyrocketing extortion demands and a rise in ransomware attacks has the industry teetering on the edge of profitability. Pressure is building on the industry to stop reimbursing for ransoms, but so far only one major cyber insurer, AXA, is doing so, and only with new policies in France to try to absorb the growing onslaught and stay profitable. Insurers are retooling coverage, demanding clients up their security. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to unveil plans to scrap mandatory mask wearing and social distancing in England in 2 weeks. The move comes despite surging infections driven by the more contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus. Johnson said on Monday he would set out how the country would learn to live with the virus. That's a major shift in tone from a leader who has previously painted COVID-19 as an enemy to be defeated. Johnson signaled that mandatory measures would be replaced by personal choice after July 19th. Britain's royal palace says the Duchess of Cambridge is self-isolating after a contact tested positive for the coronavirus. Kate had been due to attend events with her husband, Prince William, on Monday, celebrating the 73rd birthday of Britain's National Health Service. But the couple's Kensington Palace office says the Duchess is self-isolating at home after coming into contact last week with someone who subsequently tested positive. Under current British rules, contacts of confirmed coronavirus cases must quarantine at home for 10 days. Pope Francis is recovering Monday morning in a Rome hospital following intestinal surgery. The surgery was under general anesthesia, and the Pope is reportedly doing well. The Vatican has given scant details about the operation Sunday evening in Gemelli Polyclinic, a major Catholic hospital in the Italian capital. Francis is staying in a special 10th-floor suite that the hospital keeps available for use by a pontiff after Pope John Paul II stayed there several times for various medical problems. The Pope is expected to stay hospitalized for several days. More international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.